or tomorrow. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the long-requested The Boys, Volume 7, The Innocents. Now, bear in mind, this is the winter season. I kind of have allergies and things, you know, mucus and stuff, so my voice isn't as good as it is during the summer. But it's something I have to go through every year, and we just got to deal with it. So I'm going to read it to the best of my ability. We're going to read 100 pages and no more, and then you'll get the next part in January. But at least you're getting it. So without further ado, let's begin The Boys, Volume 7, The Innocents. Okay, where should we start? So where are the real superheroes, the warriors for truth and justice, the defenders of the American way, the heroes who fight to make things right and ask for nothing in return? Make sure I'm recording. I am. Huey finds out when he meets the teenage adventurers known as Super Duper, but unknown to the little Scotsman, Butcher has finally learned his secret. A dire scheme is set in motion. And at the vast superhero evangelist festival of Believe, Huey's relationship with Annie January, aka Starlight of the Seven, reaches its terrible conclusion, and soon the boys themselves risk being torn asunder. This volume collects issues 39 of 47, so we're getting there, guys. Volume 7, The Innocents. Now, before I go, let's make sure that, hold on. Alright, we're good. Alright. Oh, there's, alright. Okay. 39. Prologue, What I Know. Everything. Soon. Dead man. Soldier Boy. Payback sent by VA Prez Op Soup Development. And name? That's your name, mate. Dead man. Here, what's the game? Oh, big boy, listen to you. What's the game, he says. I've got a game you might like to play. Eh? But he's not homophobic or anything. There's a UFO in an underground hangar, and it's got a pink alien in it, but oh, no, not him. But I'm not... You fucking hypocrite, Huey. What? You fucking hypocrite, Huey. Oh, my dear, come on back to our spaceship. Are you scared? We'll fruit you up. Listen, honestly, I'm not some sort of bigot. I mean, some of my best friends. Hey, Robin. Annie, what are you doing with him? He fucking, no. Jesus fucking Christ. Fuck me. You gotta go? Kids. You call someone? Gonna cost you? Name it. 5 C's till noon. Then I gonna be gone, no matter what. Cool. Let me make that call. Cool. Leave it on. Okay. Take one of them out. You mean? Oh. This it? All you want? You mind if I watch TV? Why they call him Mother's Milk. Jings! You know, I'm fairly sure they used to hang these things under planes and launch them at battleships, only they weren't so colorful. Would you like to watch me use one? What? Not these, I mean. Something a little more manageable. For God's sake, someone will hear you. So what? Are you not ready to go yet? Relax. Aw, come on. I mean, what do you want with this stuff anyway? I told you, I'm just experimenting a little. I had a couple of false starts with sex. Now that I've found someone I care about, I want to enjoy it. They humped on the run. Fuckathon. You know, it's funny. You used to hear experimenting and it made you think of some fella in a white coat with a test tube. Now it means wanking off in a poodle while somebody licks your bum or whatever. You're so funny, Huey. Anyone else would say, eat your ass. Want to go back to your place and watch these? Really? Sure. Do you not have to work today? I took the week off. Let's go and pay for our hardcore pornography. Please do not ask for credit, as a kick in the crigs can offend. Alright, let's see, where do we go here? Congratulations, more than earned it. Knew this day would. Thank you, I. Just the man for the steady hand on the tiller. Big shoes to fill, but I think I. Looking forward to working with. Can count on my division. Champagne? About Edgar, of course, but he'd be glad to know the. Thank you. We haven't been introduced, Jess Bradley. I know who you are, of course. Mm-hmm. I must say, you don't seem very disappointed. Then again, perhaps you aren't. I knew you threw your hat in the ring for CEO, but I wasn't aware of you mounting a particularly vigorous campaign. No phone calls or lunches, no rallying your base. You seem happy to let the chips fall where they might. Which leads me to wonder if you ever wanted the job at all. Someone of your dedication might be happier continuing as head of his own division, considering how crucial superhuman development is to the company. And following on from that, considering how radical some of the moves you're going to be making are rumored to be, then the most desirable choice to run VOD American, at least from your point of view, would be a Fall Guy. I'd like to join your team. I absolutely guarantee that I won't disappoint you. Excuse me for a moment. I want to congratulate Mr. Brewster on his appointment. Of course. Jesus, Jess, the ball's on you. Coming on to him? You're not scared of fucking around in the big leagues, are you? Coming on to him, you're a limited boy, aren't you, David? A very limited boy. Fuck me. Yeah. It's more like our other channel. That totally doesn't exist on YouTube, right? Oh, God, that's it. Fuck. Well, that's a little different there. Yes, you too. Like this? Don't stop. What's up? I'm just fast forwarding. There's another fella in it now. So? I can't stand that. A lassie taking on two guys. It's just a real turnoff. Why is it a turnoff? It's disgusting. I mean, what must she be like doing that? Here we go. Here's a bit better now. You want to carry on? You know, you're right. This is kind of gross. What? Not one of my better ideas. No. I was just saying. It was just that one bit. It wasn't the whole thing. It's a great idea. I was loving it, honestly. Annie, what do you want for lunch? I have not been trying hard enough. This is the conclusion I have come to. If you drink, would I burn your local estimate to the... Estaminate? To the ground? If you took drugs, would I behead your dealer? Possibly. But in neither case would such action solve the problem. None. I must help you occupy your time in a manner that is less cataclysmic. These are for you. It is nice to have the trades, n'est-ce pas? But nice also to have les progs. 2000 AD. After all, no one will ever reprint Death Planet. Dylan Sikonov, never again shall I doubt the power of eBay. I will not give up on you. Enjoy. So what's the score? She is engrossed. Alas, not permanently. Meanwhile, the wiretap on her phone copies all incoming messages to mine. The bug enables me to monitor her movements. All you gotta do is beat her to it, eh? She will see no need for urgency. Should an employer request a meeting, I will have time to remonstrate with him. Should she be required to move directly on a target, I can enforce their rapid emigration. Simple as that. Monsieur Carcouter, still not really familiar with that. I can no more hope to stop the Tempest through surveillance and assuage its fury of vintage thrill power, but I must do whatever I can. We cannot forget the cost that must be borne by her soul. Yeah, Will. Long as you ain't turning her into Millie Molly Mandy, she's still got to be able to do her job. I know, but I recall the words of Monsieur Mallory. She should not be treated like a dog. Yeah? Do you remember what else the old man said? The lamplighter's a pussy. No ways he got the balls for it. Don't worry, boys. A 45 hollow point will stop anyone. Don't go getting sentimental on me, Frenchie. Right. I've run out of tea bags, so I'm nipping out for a bit. You want anything? No, merci. Stop! Hold on. Damn cat. Go! Terror! Wolf! Je me rappelle. It's not an it. She's a she. Good? Grade 8 or 9 out of 10. Where next? Oh, I've got to be getting to work now, Hen. No, I know that. I mean, where would the great burger hunt take us next? Oh, well, I like the one at the Old Town, and I hear the White Horse is good. It's supposed to have really nice Guinness, too. Yeah, that stuff's too heavy for me. All right, assuming my waistline can stand the strain, let's try the Old Town next. Aye, you're on. Are we all right now, then? We're fine. Fine? Yeah, we're good. Okay, because you know that thing lassies do where they say something's fine when it's not, and then they go a bit funny till the guy works out what it is? I'm not very good at that. I believe you. We really are fine, Huey. Okay?
Dude, you ought to have that thing on a leash. That's what I was going to say to you, mate.
That won't be in the Amazon show. Just one thing. What do you say anytime a girl mentions her waistline? Oh, she looks great. She looks really amazing. There's nothing for her to worry about whatsoever. That a boy. Fucking hell, Huey. Well done, my son.
Just tow away his own there.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what I fucking know. Next, super fucked.
40.
Super duper.
The Innocents, part 1.
Let's see. Not bad, Hey, that's cool. I can't see. I can't see. Over. I can't see. Auntie, sis, show Bobby. Show Bobby Badoing. There you go, Bobby. What do you think? Oh, boy! These new costumes are really something. Yours is amazing, Kid Camo. Yours is even better, Lady Fold. When does the new, I forgot the word, leader? When does the new leader get here, Stool Shadow? Yes, that's what I mean, I think. Fucking cunt! Sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to... Clanker, really. You don't have to keep apologizing. Everyone knows you can't help it. Yeah, it's okay, buddy. Thanks, Black Hole. Thanks, everyone. Hey, do we know who the new leader is yet? I still think it should have been you, Auntie Sis. Oh, I don't want to ruin the team, you guys. I'm just happy being here with the people I love. We're superheroes, but we're friends first and foremost, and that's what makes us... I'm going for it! Ah! Oh, he's always so upset when he comes out of it. Let's do what we can to cheer him up. We can order burgers from that place he likes. I'll get the Krispy Kremes. We can watch the Iron Giant on DVD. That's what makes us super duper!
Ooh.
Well, actually, it's called A New Hope because... Ah!
Hey, Butcher.
Yeah! You can go on down. He knows you're coming. Fuck you two. Hey, pull up a stack of four-color crap and sit you down. Ain't got a whole lot for you this month. Some talk about bringing the whole West Coast team in to replace Payback. That prick Malchemical, yeah. Malchemical got sent to take over Super Duper, which makes no goddamn sense unless it's part of this dark makeover shit. And that's all, fucks. How about you? What's new at your end? I think Huey's with Vault American. Bullshit! What I know? No. But it is all the data I have on this particular subject. I assume you've read it? Everything you sent over. I have two questions. One is, given what you have to say about him, why don't you just get rid of the Homelander? The other is, why did you decide to trust me so quickly? Those files popped up in my inbox barely 2 hours after the party yesterday. Here's another file. Shouldn't take you long. Jesus, could he not know who she is? Do me a fucking favor. I don't know. The kid's smart, but he's got one of those brains kinda only concentrates on one thing at once. Did you say anything to him? Nah. Might end up turning it around and using it on him. Nah. Might end up turning around and using him on them. Of course ain't thinking. Thing that gets me is him making out with her right there in front of the Flatiron. Funny. I can just about believe you'd be that stupid. But what makes more sense is he was told to be stupid. You know, cause Vodder's starting to fuck us about. They are. That one wanker in charge of soup development is. He's some fucking I don't know. Looked him right in the eye, I did. Old Garlkin's lawn. I think in his own quiet way, he might be a bigger bastard than I am. Huh. Well, he's got bugs for the game, I'll tell you that much. He sent Payback after us and didn't even try to keep himself out of it. Made the devil with him in Herogasm in person. Yeah, we'll try that one again. Made the deal with him in Herogasm in person. It's almost like he's daring us to have a proper go. Which is crazy. The boys versus the Seven. It's a mutually assured butt-fucking. Be the end of the Homelander for starters. I just don't see how doing away with us would ever be worth that. You've done a lot of goddamn damage in your time, my friend. They're down 2 out of 3 top teams inside the past 6 months. Yeah, except he done his bit to finish both of them. Case of the G-Men, he gave the fucking orders. What is it about that bloke? Going back to the kid, you found him. So we're saying they got to him after he came in. Yeah. Again, haven't done anything big like this in a while. Spawn, easy compared to the boys. Going back to the kid. You found him. So we're saying they got to him after he came in and all that shit happened to him. They set up to make him look good? Like the Barney clock. The Blarney clock. Cock. Yeah, we get that right. Well, that little cunt wipe wasn't worth a nickel. So he was perfect. Bring him back from the dead for a second go. You're really getting value for your money. Except bringing him back costs a goddamn fortune. So now you're talking twice the national debt and a nickel, which ain't quite such a bargain. Huh. Plus, don't forget what happened with G-Wiz. They almost fucking killed him. Hard to see Vought not telling Godelkin Huey was one of theirs. Godelkin was mental, don't forget. Ain't no denying it. Ghost Stark Raven myself thinking about this. Malchemical's running Super Duper, that what you said? What about it? Might be a way to... I don't know. I'll let you know. You giving much thought to what you'll do if it's true? No. Why the hell not? Because I just don't want it to be. That's why. Is this true? He has to make a big green hand and then they make him walk off the Galaxius fella? God, that's so humiliating. So listen, I think that's me up to date. Do you want me to get back to the Seven tapes? I think I'm up to about the start of 02. Nah, you stay away from him from the time being. This is your new job here. Are you sure? Because we've had the bugs back in for months. I'll never catch up if I don't start sometime soon. MM and Frenchy are doing it. You take Super Duper. Super Duper? C-list. Vought keep him around for the nostalgia market. Sci-fi thing with a sort of Peter Pan twist. Permanent teenagers from 5000 AD or whatever. Thing is, they just sent Malchemical over there to run the team, which is a bit weird, because their image is 100% sweetness and light, and he's one of the all-time worst fucking cunts in spandex. Well-known fact. Well, it's just this thing where they're trying to make them all edgier, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal?
Well,
if it's that fucking obvious... Oh, hold on. He didn't say nothing. Well, if it's that fucking obvious, it won't take you long to read the file and make sure, will it?
No. On you go, then.
Are we making sure we're not overheard?
No, it's just a nice afternoon. I got the key from maintenance.
Well, I've never seen one of these before, but I'm pretty sure it didn't come from HR.
It's an approval form circulated when a new employee joins the company. Eyes only. Senior executive level.
And this is mine, and that's your signature at the bottom. You've had your eye on me for 9 years. You were waiting for me to reach a particular position, or...
One appropriate to your potential, as indicated by your educational background and general aptitude.
But you got there some time ago. I've simply been waiting for you to approach me in person. That certainly takes care of question number two. But I'm still slightly amazed that you haven't had the Homelander liquidated. You have the means, and if there has been another episode, if the business at Herogasm was down to him,
that remains to be seen. Clearly confirmation would be difficult with the aircraft at the bottom of the Pacific, but I still believe it'd be a mistake to proceed regardless. Don't forget that the original incident took place nearly 20 years ago. He was studied as intensively as was then possible, and the conclusion drawn by every single observer was that the incident would remain unique. This was before I was heading up superhuman development. The Homelander I inherited was the personality we know today. I've watched him very carefully. I've even pushed him from time to time.
You have? When he gets angry, he breaks things. There's some kind of petty scheming going on, but it's far from directionless. He has a sense to try and cover it up. Were it not for the obvious evidence of the photographs you saw, I'd almost say he has no psychotic tendencies at all. I wish I shared your confidence, because those pictures were... They were something else. I can only imagine the look on his face when he opened Butcher's envelope. The fact is, we need the Homelander. We need the Seven. With the loss of the other two teams, they're by far... Out... Okay, alright. Let me read that again. They're by far our number one earners. Committing payback was a miscalculation on my part. In the end, they were no more capable than the Seven were on 9/11. All the power in the world is useless unless it's directed by proper tactical thinking, which is a lesson we have to absorb before moving on to the next stage. And until we do that, we have to maintain the current level of revenue. Still seems like a hell of a risk. One we simply can't avoid, until 2010 at the very earliest. Once we have an alternative to all this multicolored costume nonsense, I'll be only too happy to pull the plug, but for now. And this scheming of his you mentioned, petty or otherwise, what happens if something comes of that? We try not to be there at the time, so we're gambling, as ever. That's how we do business. You want me to go there? Just for a few days. Have a deco. Bug their place. Do a proper job of it. But it's a waste of time. There's nothing special about them. Super duper, for fuck's sake. They're just a bunch of space cadets. Yeah, but with Malchemical coming in, they might be turning into something else. If they're going to be serious players, I want to know all about it. Come on. This lot are never going to amount to anything. I mean, do you think Bobby Bedoin's going to be drafted into the Seven? I don't want to go to the wilds of fucking Jersey just to do a surveillance job on these pricks. I don't want to live in a world where Jimi Hendrix chokes on puke and Garth Brooks thrives. Life's a fucker a lot of the time. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not going to sit in a van for 5 days and listen to these idiots bumming each other off or whatever, only for you lot to show up at the end and slaughter them. Been there, fucking done that, alright? The G-Men wasn't us, if that's what you're talking about. Gee whiz bloody was. To save your ass, if I remember rightly. I'm not having anything to do with killing. I'm not going to set up some situation where they're provoked I'm having a go and we murdered a lot of them. No one's talking about killing anyone. Sorry, folks. Look, it's a job, and it has to be done. I'm giving it to you. Fuck. I just don't see the point, that's all. There's nothing special about him. There's not gonna be anything except for what we've seen loads of times before. Come on, the sooner you start, the sooner you'll finish. You can get the train down there tonight. Ugh. Shite. Good man. Here. They're not really from the future, are they?
They're right.
I wish I didn't have to do this. Sucks. New York has insurance fires on a daily basis. You should tell your boss to look closer to home. I guess I'll see you on Sunday, hmm? Alright. Alright. Bye, Hen. Take care, babe. Annie? There's something I want to say to you. Yeah? I know we've not been together that long, and I know it can be a tricky thing to trust folks sometimes. We all grow up so cynical. We all have to be so smart and so knowing, and let's face it, experience quite often bears that out. But that need not to look daft, not to be thought of as naive. It can blind us to what's in front of our faces. I love you, Annie. Huey, I've been thinking about it a lot. It's like that thing I told you that my boss said about two people finding each other. Well, we did. And that's what I want us to be all about. Not all the silly wee fears. Oh, Huey. Oh, isn't that nice? I think I'm gonna cry. Oh, don't do it now. It's what I want to, Huey. It's like you took the words right out of my mouth. It's exactly how I want things to be. It's how things are. And once I get back from this silly bloody trip, we'll go out and celebrate, right? Fucking cunt! Sorry. Don't worry about it, Clanker. Superman! Oh, don't. That part always gets me. Does anyone want anything from the kitchen? No, I think we're good. Okay. Ugh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear! Ow! Stool Shadow, you really shouldn't try phasing through things unless you're certain your powers are working. Come on, sweetie, let's put some ice on that. The poor thing. I hope she'll be all right for when the new leader arrives tomorrow. I'm sure she will be. You know, Auntie Sis, we might not be the greatest superheroes in the world. We look a little old-fashioned, maybe. And some of our powers aren't all that cool. And I know we don't get invited to some of the things the other teams do. But I still wouldn't want to be in any other group than Super Duper. We're okay, aren't we? Yes, Clanker. Yes, we're okay. Next, the Scotsman cometh. 41. Oh, there's Malchemical. What the fuck did I do to deserve this? The Innocents, Part 2. Introduction, so from the left. Yeah, I already read all the shit. Black Hole and Bobby Buttfuck and whatever. Bobby Badoing! Badoing, 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 badoing! So when do we begin our first adventure, Malchemical?
Huh?
He's only just arrived. Give him a chance to settle in. I think what Black Hole means is, what are your plans for Super Duper now that you're team leader?
I don't know exactly. What'd the last guy do? This isn't that bad.
Okay, everybody. Cake! Ladyfold, could you... Thanks. We didn't exactly have a leader before. We've been sort of waiting to go out on missions, I suppose.
Waiting? You just sit around all day?
Well, no. We go out on patrol and take care of any local stuff, you know. We're going out later today if you'd like to come along.
I'll pass.
Are you sure? Get to know the fucking cunt!
What?
I'm sorry, Clanker. It's okay. Badoing, 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 cake! What'd he say? Did he say fucking cunt? He can't help it. Shh, don't. He can't help it. Do you mean, oh, that is beautiful. Ha 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 ha. Fucking great. Ha 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 ha. What's so funny? It's nothing, Kid Camo. Malchemical's just, oh, Bobby, use a plate. Oh, man. I think you should join us on patrol. I think it might do you some good. Whatever you say, sweetheart. Jesus. I didn't get any cake. You did, Stool Shadow. You just put it down over here. Thanks, Auntie Sis. What the fuck did you do to this one? Beat her? I don't know what that is. Eye out for evildoers. Oh boy! You got it, Bobby Bedoing. The bad guys aren't gonna know what hit them. Yeah, the world need fear no fucking cunt. Now, Chemical, why don't observe? That way you can learn more about what we do and how we operate, don't you think? Sounds good to me, Dollface. Jesus Christ, where the fuck to begin? Meow? Meow? Shh, Minnie, there's a good kitty. Oh dear, will she be all right? Puss, 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 puss. Of course she will, ma'am. Minnie's in very good hands. There, there, little pussycat. So what you have here is a pretty typical operation. Bobby Bedoing standing by in case the kitten falls. He's there as a sort of safety net. Lady Fold, Stool Shadow, and the Clanker are doing their best to distract it. Minnie, look, Minnie! That's right, kitty, you look at me. Meow! And in the meantime, Kid Camo is using his proto-power to get within grabbing distance. Meow! Oh, no! Woof! Meow! Somebody catch her! Watch out for Kid Camo! Ugh! Going for it! Body of Iron! Clanker, don't! Oh, Clanker, Kid Camo, are you... What about the kitten? Where? Oh, I can't find my wee-wee stick! I can't find my wee-wee stick! I can't find my wee-wee stick! Help him! He can't what? Bobby needs some help going to the bathroom. He can't reach his... Where is it? Where is it? Help! I think I've got... No! Pull the flap aside! It's too deep under! Just grab a fold and pull! I can't get it up! I can't get it up! My wee-wee stick! Ah! Serious players. Oh, why? Okay. Alright, buddy. Back to the car. It's alright, Bobby. It's okay. It was just a kitten landing on your tummy. Toof. Toof. Pretty typical operation, huh? I believe ya. I guess this is where they send the abortions that live. I should not be identifying with this fucking humor. But I can't help it. I guess it makes me the bad guy after all. My, my. You're a nice bastard, ain't you, pal? Auntie Sis, what did he... Nothing, Bobby. He didn't mean anything. You and Black Hole can carry the Clanker. Girls, find something to put Kid Camo in. Let's go home. Kitten's on the roof. Frenchie, am I going crazy here? If you think I'm the one to ask? Sure. Legend accesses the Vought mainframe whenever he wants, right? Puts the file together for Butcher every month? Anon. In point of fact, c'est la Ferris McGinney who do the work. Le Legend merely passes on the file and discusses with Monsieur Carcadar, whatever horrors might be on his mind.
Right, but the point is, it comes from Vought. Legend don't read every word, but it still comes straight from the asshole, the beast.
Pourquoi?
Because I just hacked the mainframe myself, and what I'm seeing don't add up.
You did what?
Old password. Got me a couple minutes before they shut me out. Butcher sends Huey to check out Super Duper. Gotta be the motherfuckers least worth checking out in recorded history, am I right?
Oui, la Ligue of Dweebs, n'est-ce pas?
Okay. Reason he gives is Malchemical, the asshole from Team Titanic. Been sent to take over Super Duper. So now Huey gotta go see if that means they're getting serious now.
Oui?
Sounded like bullshit to me, too. Why Malchemical got the job ain't nothing to do with Super Duper. Ain't even part of this making everything dark shit. Real reasons in the Titanic file, right next to Malchemical's goddamn airline ticket. Ain't no way the McGinnies could have accessed it.
Unauthorized login.
Log on. Discontinued. So it had to be in the shit the legend gave to Booker.
But not necessarily in the shit he gave to Huey, is that what you are saying? Motherfucker, what kind of goddamn games you playing now? So what did you do to deserve this? Huh? To what do we owe the pleasure of your company? Oh, fuck, okay. You know how I can change shape? Yes? Shape, form, chemical composition, all that? Kind of like your little pal, Kid Camo, only not so goddamn lame. Well, I wanted to fuck my team leader's girlfriend, you know, the orange bitch, so I made myself look like him and went to see her. Trouble was, she never tried anal before, and she ended up liking it quite a bit. So the next time she's in the sack with a real him, it's, oh, do you like... Oh, do me like you did last night, and... Well, one thing led to another. That's a lovely story. These kids aren't like that, you know. No shit. They aren't like regular super people at all. They don't need to be exposed to that kind of thing. What kind? Yours. Look, I'm not naive. I've been to some of the parties and so on. I've heard all about Herogasm. I know that Bobby and Ladyfold and the others are about as far from all that stuff as it's possible to be, but I for one think that's a good thing. They generally want to use the powers they have to do good, to help people, to make the world a better place. They want to be superheroes. By getting cats out of fucking trees? They do what they can. It's not easy for them. There are some pretty obvious limitations to their abilities, and their outlook is a little sheltered. Are you telling me they're retarded? No, that's not the word I used. I said sheltered, understand? Okay. What I'm trying to tell you is we're perfectly happy the way we are. We get on with doing our own thing, and when we're called upon, we make whatever public appearances we're supposed to. We didn't ask to be dark. We certainly didn't ask for our new team leader. As a matter of fact, we're not asking Vaughn American for anything but to be allowed to continue as we always have. And who is it pays the bills? I'm taking them out for ice cream. I'd prefer it if you didn't come. Then this must be your lucky day. What? I know, not very much. I sometimes think the more I learn, the more confusing the world seems to get. What about if we narrowed it down to me in particular? Well, I ken you're a wee darling, absolutely gorgeous, and no, just that, you're one of the nicest people I ever met. Yet, I didn't mean that so much, more, what do you know about me? Oh, okay, your name's Annie January, you're 24, blonde hair, blue eyes, smashing figure. You're from Des Moines in Iowa, but you don't like it very much. You work in a fashion business as some sort of sales rep, but I'm not too sure of the details. And you've a weakness for short arse wee Scotsman, a dubious character and appearance. I'm thinking of quitting my job and doing something different. I've got some money saved up. I'm looking at rentals in West Village. Jings, I just... You said you loved me. Would you still love me if you found out something you didn't like about me? Village is awfully expensive, Annie. How are you going to afford to live there? I do pretty well with commissions and stuff. I just can't stand the job. This isn't what I asked you, Huey. Hey, what? Nothing. Sorry, I thought I saw someone I knew. If I found out something I didn't like, why? What have you done? Nothing. I mean, that's not the point. I'm asking you what if. But that's daft. What's the point of that? Humor me. But remember last night you said it was difficult to trust people? And when we talked... pardon me. And when we talked in the park that time... I said how precious it can be when you find someone you do trust. All this stuff I'm talking about doing, it's a pretty major change for me. I might kind of need you to be there for me while I'm doing it. I guess I'm a little scared is all. Okay, all right then. Have you ever murdered anyone? Huey! No, I'm serious, have you? No! Sold anyone into slavery? No! Done anything terrible with kids? No! Kicked a wee dog? Dog, sorry. No! Well, then you're golden, hen, because those are the only things that make me not want to be with you. Annie, honestly, I mean what I said. Nothing's going to change that. If you're going to stop doing a job that makes you miserable and go on and do something different, I'll be behind you 100%, okay? Okay. All right, I got to go now. I'll call you later on, all right? Yeah. But it really sounded like he... Honestly, Kid Camo, Mount Chemical's fine. He just needs to get used to us. Gosh, Bobby, that's a lot of ice cream. Glum, 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 glum. Huh, I could eat as much as that as if I wanted to. I'm the black hole. I can consume all matter. I don't know if that's such a... Watch! Glump! Gack! Black hole? Oh no, is he... Gack! Move! Black hole, stay still, I can't... Gack! It isn't working. The spoon's broken, it's in his throat, I can't reach it. Someone call 911! Trebon, Petit Huey. Mize, what do we do if the Heimlich maneuver does not clear the obstruction?
Tracheotomy?
You have been paying attention, Monbrov. Describe the process, if you please. Black hole! Black hole! Can you hear me? Move, move, move! Let us through! Why? He's got a knife! You put the victim on their back, you find the sternal notch, and you just cut into the trachea just below the thyroid. You make a cross cut to enlarge the incision and put a tracheotomy tube in. Then you tape it up so it's airtight. If you've not got a tube, you can use a pen or whatever. Correct. Now demonstrate. But before you begin, such conditions are unlikely in real life, T. Huey. We must introduce an element of stress? No! Clanker, it's okay. I know what he's doing. Christ, that makes one of us! For fuck's sake, Frenchie! Courage, Petit Huey. If you are to stand beside Le Bois, you must develop such skills. Can somebody give us a pen or a straw? And I'm going to need a wee bit of tape, too. Oh! More practice is called for. Thank fuck. It's okay, Black Hole. Don't try and move yet. Listen, thank you so much. Aye, he needs a proper doctor, but the ambulance should be here any minute. You saved our friend, mister. What's your name? Oh, it's Hamish. Hey, everybody, Hamish saved the black hole's life. He's a hero. Yeah, Hamish. Yeah, you rock, dude. He'd have died if it wasn't for you. You're our bestest pal.
Uh-oh, there's Butcher.
Next, fucking cunt. Sorry. 42.
Yeah, shit ain't gonna get no smarter.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, big fella.
Yeah, how you doing? It's got me following up on this thing with Huey. Wanted to see if you had any new ideas. He told you?
Uh-huh.
Got me fucked, that's for sure. What'd he tell you? He says all of it. But you know how that shit goes. Of course, that was only after he sent Huey to check out Malchemical and goddamn Super Duper. Huh, one way to test a theory, I guess. Best you could come up with. Shit, I didn't have no better ideas. Well, thing I keep going back to is the G-Men. Okay, someone figures out the kid's a plant. If it's Godelkin and he gives the kill order, that adds up. But on the million to one it came from Vought, then there ain't no fucking way he's one of theirs. Of course, how'd you find that shit out... Of course, how you find that shit out is something else again, right? Am I right? Hello, are you still?
Yeah.
Alright, it's me. You're probably not up yet. Just starting day two of the surveillance on Super Duper. Very much hoping it'll be the last. Nothing new since the message I left last night. Honestly don't think there's much to these guys. I mean, Malchemical's the right prick, but there's nothing we've not seen before. Gonna try and put the bugs in the house today. After that, I really would like to come home. I'm a wee bit worried about getting compromised. I mean, no particular reason. I just think the less I expose myself, the better. Well, not so much expose myself. I haven't done that, but the less I'm around here, the better. Ken? Alright then. I'll give you a wee bell later. Let you know how it goes. Alright then. See ya. Ba-doing, 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 ba-doing! Fuck! The Innocents, Part 3. No, dear! Oh, dear! Bobby! Oh, no! Jesus fucking Christ almighty, what the fuck? I didn't mean to, I thought I'd go over it! Yeah, Bobby, are you okay? Hamish! Are you alright? It's great to see you, Hamish. You said you'd come and visit, but it's so early.
Oh, I'm sorry about your car, Hamish. Oh, shite. You're all covered in coffee. Listen, come inside and get cleaned up, okay? What? Yeah, we can show you the super-duper HQ. Our new buddy. What's shite? Did you hear something outside? Just the boys playing. Go on, sweetie. Well, it's just getting worse, Auntie Sis. I mean, every month there's more. It's getting bigger and bigger all the time. They did tell you something like this would happen, didn't they? As your powers develop? Powers? What kind of power is this, for goodness sake? I mean, what happens? Do I just keep going until once a month I'm producing some kind of menstrual sausage? I don't even know what I'm doing here. Sweetie, come on now. Sometimes I don't know what any of us are doing. Super duper, what is it we actually can do? Shh, 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 shh. Did you fucking tell? Don't you knock? What are you on the fucking rag? Lock the goddamn door if you... I might have forgotten to... Out! Right now! Out! Ladyfold, don't worry about it, sweetie. It'll all be okay in the end. Oh, okay. Malchemical, there is such a thing as people's privacy. So glad we agree. Was it you who ratted me out to Vought? Of course it was you. I doubt if the rest of these mongoloids know how to use a phone. I called Vought American and told them you'd been rude and abusive to your teammates. I said we didn't want you in Super Duper at all. Oh, you spiteful bitch. What the fuck did you do that for? Because it's true. You're here as punishment. Okay, fine. But if you think you're going to enjoy it at these kids' expense, you can think again. Listen, cuntbag. Vought have assigned some pencil pusher to write a report on me. That pretty much fucking puts me on probation. Well, puts me on fucking probation. Anything. Anything they don't like in that report. It moves me further and further away from ever getting back in the Team Titanic. Well, you better be on your best behavior if you're hoping for a gold star from me. You can make a start with the bad language. The what? What fucking planet are you living on? You know who I am? I'm Malchemical. You can't tell me what the fuck to do. I'm a goddamn superhero. Frankly, I'm amazed you're even a biped. Don't test me. Heh. I'm grump. Really grump. Sorry, Hamish. That's alright, Bobby. Could happen to anyone. Have you, heard from the black hole? They're keeping him in for observation. The doctors say he can come home soon. Here's your... Ow! Stool shadow. Chings. Yeah. Are you alright, Hen? That looked awfully sore. Do you not want to sit down? You're nice.
Who's this little tool?
This is Hamish, Malchemical. He's the guy we told you about. He saved the black hole's life. He's our new friend.
Oh, yeah.
Malchemical's our team leader, Hamish.
Oh, I? Fucking cunt.
Sorry. Clanker, don't worry about...
That is never not gonna be funny.
Give the boy a chance, will you? It's not like it's his fault.
Would you... Ha, ha, ha. What? What'd you say to me?
I said stop being such a prick.
You want to try and make me fuck drip?
Oh, big man, I pushing kids about and treating them like shite. Who the fuck you think you are, anyway? What do you care about this bunch of retards? Don't worry about me, pal. I'm nobody special. But you're acting like a fucking wanker here. And I'm not gonna sit still for it, right?
Really?
Hamish. Oh, hello. Hi. Oh, it's so good of you to come and visit. How are you? Fine. Would you like some coffee? Aye, that'd be great. Yeah, old Hamish and I were just getting acquainted.
I can do anything I want with this body, dickhead. You talk to me like that, I'll fuck you in both your holes at once. Maybe I'll make a couple of new ones, too.
See you later, everyone. Bye, Malchemical. See you later. He seems much, much, nicer? Yes, I had a word. Here you are, Hamish. Oh, thanks. Well, I'm just glad I was... Listen, thank you again for what you did for the black hole yesterday. If you hadn't been there, I don't know what would have happened. Well, I'm just glad I was able to help. So am I. Excuse me. So, am I still going to get the big tour of the Super Duper headquarters then? Yeah! You bet, Hamish! Super Duper HQ, let's go! Yay! Brilliant.
What I know?
I think I'd have to say it's a lot more than you do, Huey. But that's not your fault. It's because I've kept so much from you. I don't even know if it's a good idea to tell you everything. It might be absolutely terrible, and when you read what I have to say, you'll see why. Everyone says it's bad to have secrets in a relationship. It's always better to get things out in the open, but I'm a little suspicious of that idea. I wonder if it might be better just to be discreet. Anyway, you're not interested in what you call soups, so you don't know I'm a superhuman. My name is Starlight. I can fly, and I can generate bursts of immense bright light. Someone once told me as much as 1 million candle power. I'm also a member of the Seven, the most powerful super team on Earth. They're horrible people, and I wish I'd never met any of them. I'm getting ready to quit. The other thing you don't know is what I did to join the team. I don't know how to put it into words. I mean, I do. It's obvious. What I mean is, I don't know how to make myself type the words. Just thinking it is hard enough. What I did was so disgusting and demeaning and unbelievable that I'm scared you... Save this message as a draft? Don't save. My God! Soda, chips, dip, and where's... Auntie Sis, please, can I talk to you? Sure, Bobby, what's up? Ah, this makes life a lot easier. I just keep having this horrible dream, eh? Bobby, why don't you tell me? I was worried. I thought you'd think I was stupid. No, I keep dreaming I'm eating myself. I sort of open up my tummy and scoop everything out, and I'm sticking it into my mouth as fast as I can, but then it keeps coming out the hole in my tummy again. And it gets worse and worse. I can't stop it. It makes me scared to go to sleep or even get into bed. Auntie Sis, I don't want to be scared. Bobby, it's only a bad dream. Everyone has them. Even you? Even me, Bobby. I get scared too. But what would you be scared of, Auntie Sis? Oh, things. But what things? Well, oh, Auntie Sis, it would really help me if I knew. Then I wouldn't feel like I was alone with this. It's just that... You see, when I was a little girl, just a baby really, I went to live with my aunt. Because my mom and dad had had an accident. And she was Aunt Mandy. She was a very big lady indeed. And one day I was crawling around in the backyard. I loved to play on the grass just for the feel of it on my skin. And Aunt Mandy was indoors, and the wind, it was kind of a windy day, and a pair of Aunt Mandy's underpants got blown off the line right when I was underneath, and all I could see coming for me. It was awful, Bobby. It couldn't have been more than a minute, but it felt like I was under there for hours. I mean, Aunt Mandy rescued me, and it wasn't as if I was actually hurt. I was just so terrified. I thought I was going to be smothered to death. And ever since then, I've had dreams about the giant underpants, I guess. They scare me more than anything else in the world. I mean, not every night, but... Oh, Auntie Sis, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Well, now we know each other's secrets, Bobby. Shall we go outside and get something to eat? Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like that. Oh. Yeah. Oh, there you are. Did you get all the messages I've been leaving? Yeah. Right, well, the bugs are all in now, so the job's done. Can I come back? Nah, not yet. Give it another day or so, just to see what happens. Oh, for fuck's sake. What was that you was saying before about getting compromised? You think they've rumbled you or what? No, it's not that. Good, because from what I do know about these fucking noddies. These fucking noddies. Okay, that's... Alright. That's Butcher talking. Good, because from what I do know about these fucking noddies, you'd have had to walk up to them and said hello to them. Look, I'm wasting my bloody time here. There's nothing to find out. The big secret about Super Duper is that there is no fucking secret. They don't get up to any of the shite we've seen before. They actually are... They would really be heroes, except the poor bastards couldn't organize a piss-up in a brewery. What about Mel Chemical? He's a wanker. That's his big fucking secret. That's his big secret. He's a fucking cunt. Please, let us come home. Huey, let me tell you what you're missing, mate. Frenchie and the female took the day off and went to see Avenue Q. The sum total of MM's achievements is he's just ordered us a chinky. I'm bored out of me fucking... From Charlie Mom's? Ah, the tangerine beef. See? That's the thing. It doesn't matter how bored you are. You're still in New York. I'm stuck here. Just give it one more day. But you can come back tomorrow night. All right. I see ya. Off we go, mate. Of course, you know what the problem is, don't you? There's nothing else he can do to give himself away here. Not unless he fucking joins Super Duper. So the only way to be sure, be absolutely positive, would be if he got into a Barney with Mal Chemical. Cause if he's a plan, Vardal have told Mal Chemical to watch out for him. They won't let him take his bleeding head off. So you think they're gonna have a fight, or am I gonna have to start one? Stay. One of them lighters, please, love. Yeah, the cheap ones. Yeah. God damn it. Well... This shit ain't gonna get no smarter either. Next, better living through malchemistry. Looks like we're... Okay, we got like a few more... We got like one more page, literally. Fuck you! You motherfucking piece of shit! You trying to take out my homie? You gave the goddamn kill order? Bitch, I know you did. That shit got your name all over the motherfucker. Sir... Discretion. You greenlit my boy Huey for that cocksucker Gaudikin, and you best believe I'ma fucking hear you say it. Step back. Do it now. Sir, get behind. No. No shooting unless absolutely necessary. Not outside this building. No one's gonna do anything stupid. No one wants an escalation. You've been drinking. Drinking? You fucking arrogant motherfucker. You try living with this shit. You told that fool to have his G-fucks wet, my homie. I have no idea what you're talking about. None. But as I said, I don't want trouble here. So if you are involved in a dispute of some kind, you have a complaint about the actions of your opponent, let me make a suggestion. Grow up. Now these men are paid to protect me. Will you injure or kill them if they try to do their job? Ah, can't take no more of this fucking shit. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Do we notify the... No, stand down. Come on, come on, come on. Shit, butcher goddamn you, pick up your motherfucking phone. Mal Chemical? The Innocence. Conclusion. Alright, guys, so this is where we're gonna leave off. Right at the conclusion. You know what? Since we're at the conclusion, maybe we should just finish it. Hello? Are you alright? I thought I heard someone crying or something. Mal Chemical? Gumph! Wah! What was that? Is someone screaming? I heard Auntie Sis. Ha 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 ha! Wah! Ah! Oh no, she's like, ah, nah! The big pants, the big pants. It's Aunt Mandy's big pants and they've come to fucking get ya! It was! Ha ha! It was me! Auntie Sis! Mal Chemical, what are you doing to her? I'm in the fucking pathetic cunt. Ah, I'm in her fucking eyes and I'm in her fucking mouth and I'll be in her up to her guts if you little shits try anything. Now listen up close, kiddies, because this is how things are gonna be. No one will be making any phone calls. No one will talk to Vaught at all. My time here will be on my terms. And if any of you retarded douchebags fuck up my report card, I will rain down shit upon you that will make your nightmares seem like daydreams. Just to make the point. Just to show you pissants where you've been since I walked through your door. You two bitches. Lady Fold. Stool Shadow. Ah, no. I'm gonna give you something to suck on. No, 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 no! Huey, what the fuck are you up to? It's like, Huey, what the fuck are you up to now? Doing yourself no favors, I'll tell you that for nothing. What does he mean? Suck. What is that? What does he mean? You'll see, Butterball. Come on, Split Tails. Down on your knees and let's give the fat fuck an education. Mal Chemical, please don't make us do it. Suck what? Suck nothing. Get away from him, you bastard. Let her go and get the fuck away from them all.
Hamish! Oh, joy.
Bloody hell. Yeah? God damn it, where the fuck you at? I've been calling all motherfucking night. Oh yeah, the reception shit around here. Fuck all that. I know what you're doing. Huey ain't fucking working for Vought. You talked to the legend. You went to the legend behind my fucking back. And what about what you did? You sent Huey into some shit with fucking Mount Chemical. You didn't tell the rest of us. You took Super Duper's fucking address out of their file so I couldn't find you, motherfucker. You goddamn right I went to the fucking legend. Alright, never mind that for the moment. What makes you so bleeding sure Huey ain't one of Vought's? What makes you so sure he is? He's been shagging that bird in the Seven, that's what. Queen Mav? Okay, now I know you tripping. She uses dudes like Huey for tampons. Not her, the other one. Starlight, the one joined them around about the same time he came to us. And he's fucking her? You sure about that? He's had her tongue down her throat outside the Flatiron. That gave me a bit of a hint. Outside the... Him doing that right where we fucking work? That don't seem fucked up to you? Like you consider he maybe don't know who she is? Legend said the same thing. Come on, how could he not know? Oh shit, I don't know. How could he answer the goddamn door with blood from the bitch's snatch all over him? How could he end up taking a shit on the floor of Tech Knight's cave? Because he's Huey, man. Listen, I took a run at that Vought cocksucker, the one from the outside the G-House. What? He gave him the order. Told him to waste Huey. So whatever you're doing, stop it now, because that boy ain't with Vought. Auntie Sis? Huh? Good. Ah! What kind of fucking animal are you? They're no different to wee kids and you're trying to fucking rape them? First place my mind went, champ. Aye, I believe you. You fucking hid the ball. What in God's name are you doing letting you loose on bloody Super Duper? Clanker, what's happening? Why is Mal Chemical evil now? I don't know, Bobby. Isn't that the most important thing? Hold on. Isn't the important thing now that you're here to save the day? Get out. Get out of his fucking house right now. All just words until you actually make a move, Hamish. Wanker! Oh, fuck! Ah! You had a go at that fucking arsehole. Do you know what you could have started? It was all I could think of. Listen, you gotta... You fucking listen, mate. You are bang out of order here. What have we here, I wonder? Ah, let's see. Looks like a couple of molars to me. What will our hero do next, folks? Better stay tuned for the next enthralling episode. Blah! Cunt! Blah! I'm aghast! Oh, fuck! Oh, shit! Starting to get the idea, fuckmouth? Are you going to die, or are you going to die, stupid? Never mind that shit right now. Point is, he's clean. Yeah, I'm starting to get that impression myself. Gonna have to phone you back. Ah! 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 This is your fucking wake-up call! Ah! Ah! Hamish! 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 Oh God! Oh Auntie Sis! Another one! Yeah! Ha ha! I'm a gas! Jesus! Uh-oh! Ah! Twat! Oh Huey! Look at the state of... Fucking cunt! You what? You wanna fucking slap your mouthy little toe rag? No, he can't help it. I'm sorry. Please. Oh dear, oh no. He can't stop himself. He didn't mean you. It's just something he does. Please don't hurt him, please. Piss off, you stupid slag. I'm not in the fucking mood this morning. Oh no, don't. Please, I'm sorry. How did it get like this? What happened? Oh, this is horrible. Yeah, please, I'm begging you not to do this. Don't hurt them. Just like... We kids. Wash your mouth out, Huey. They're soups. Oh, no. Look at them. No doing anyone any harm. All that. And I always wanted a little brother. Oh, for fuck's sake. Won't be that long before it makes no difference anyway. I thought he was gonna... Me too. Oh, Auntie Sis, what is all this? It's okay, Bobby. It's okay. I think we just caught a glimpse of... Well... Let's just say we were very, very lucky. You gone out of your fucking mind! You sent that boy up against Mount Chemical. He could have been fucking killed. You just decided. Never said shit to us. Most irresponsible, fucked up bullshit I ever heard of. When the fuck you gonna see a part of a team? Leading the fucking team, Sunshine. You went to the legend without my say-so. No one fucking talks to him except me. You tried it on with that prick from Vought. Do you know where the fucking the knife... Hold on. Do you know the fucking knife edge we're on with them cunts? Fuck else I gonna do? You sending Huey in there like that, you think I'm gonna wonder why? And once the legend tells me shit, I'ma do whatever the fuck I gotta do. Motherfucker, you unbelievable. I oughta... Yeah? Huh. What we gonna do, mate? Stand here all night with our best tough guy faces on? Oh, fuck. Got a call from Frenchie on me way over. Huey's out of surgery. Shallow lacerations and a couple of cracked ribs, and the tosser took out of two of his teeth. So it could have been a fuck sight worse. Yeah, fucking could. My fault, mate. When I saw him with the suit bird, I was flapping 60 to the dozen. You know how I found him, and you know how fond I am of the lad. I just didn't want it to be true. Tried to sort it all out by myself, wasn't thinking straight. Turned out it was true. You just let Malchemical kill him? No. I know I sent him in there, but there's no fucking way I would have let it go that far. Matter of fact, I'm quite impressed Huey taking him on. I mean, he read what's in the bastard's file. Fuck that. That ain't where we are. Yeah? That all over now laugh about it shit. We a long, long fucking way from there. You still went behind our goddamn backs and Huey's still in his ICU. Yeah, well, if you hadn't been screaming at me over the phone, I could have done something about it sooner, couldn't I? And you was a bit of a naughty boy yourself, don't forget. Look, the important thing now is he don't find out what really happened, right?
What?
I don't want him knowing we're onto his girlfriend yet. Gotta be smart about that. Work out the best way to play it. Could be our best bet yet for having a serious pop at the 7. Know what I mean? Jesus fucking Christ. What? Gonna go sit with Huey. What I know? I can do anything. Maybe it's time I got started. The end. Oh, wow. Derek Robbins' original sketches to his cover for 44. Okay. So, we've got a brand new arc, and it'll be a brand new year when we start that. So, we'll be doing the second part of The Boys Volume 7 in January. Hopefully, that'll get me more used to these characters. It's been so long since I've voiced them. And obviously my throat's a little messed up from the weather. I have a lot of mucus to get out, which is nasty. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time. And we'll have more great comics. Oh, yeah, Spawn coming up at you. Let's see. Today was the 20th. We can do it on the 27th. That works for me. So we'll be finishing up the next volume of Spawn next week. Look forward to it, guys. I'm out.